Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now, and whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Bellassai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Bellassai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Bellassai wherever you get your podcasts.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With the Friday 830 on the Go, I'm Taylor Rivera. The Minnesota Twins are honoring those who lost their lives on 9/11. Allina Health is now facing a seven-day hospice nurse strike, and sky-high gas and diesel prices aren't going away anytime soon. But first, the inaugural 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb was held in Eagan this morning.
One by one, each person, including dozens of firefighters dressed in full gear, rang a silver memorial bell as they finished today's 110-flight climb at TCO Stadium, honoring the 343 firefighters killed at the World Trade Center on 9/11. Jay Wood is president of the Minnesota Fire Service Foundation, which on September 27th hosts the Minnesota Fallen Firefighter Memorial Service at the state capitol.
Our motto is never forgetting, and we never forget the lives that have been lost in the Minnesota Fire Service since the late 1800s. There have been 253 firefighters that have died in the line of duty, and our mission with the Fire Service Foundation is to honor them and support their families.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The Minnesota Twins are honoring those who lost their lives on 9/11 before tonight's game with the Guardians. It's part of an entire Salute to Service weekend, according to Twins Senior Director of Community Engagement and Events, Julie Varvruska.
So this is not only for our brave men and women who fight and put their lives on the line to protect our freedom, but also the people like first responders, EMS, firefighters, police officers who serve our communities every single day.
Tonight's on-field ceremony begins at 6:30. It includes the unfurling of an American flag on the field and an Air National Guard flyover. The new Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum opens this weekend. Situated on 30 acres just north of Little Falls, the 40,000-square-foot facility is dedicated to Minnesotans who served from the Civil War to present day. While it's been a daunting process to pick stories and objects that are emblematic of something larger than themselves, the museum's executive director, Randall Dietrich, says,
"So we've been collecting artifacts. Veterans have essentially voted with their feet, walking through our doors at the existing museum inside the walls of Camp Ripley for five decades."
Admission is $5 for adults and $2 for children. There are free outdoor activities and veterans on hand to share their stories for the grand opening on Saturday and Sunday. Allina Health is now facing a seven-day hospice nurse strike amid a contract impasse. A group of roughly 60 SEIU-represented hospice nurses have walked off the job for a seven-day strike. The action comes right on the heels of a collapsed bargaining session, with union workers arguing they're burnt out from uncompensated overtime and missing holiday pay. Secretary Treasurer of the Minnesota AFL-CIO, Bethany Winkles.
These workers are standing up and saying that they will not allow their work to continue to be exploited so that Allina can line its own pockets.
Allina leadership says the union's demands ignore tight federal Medicaid reimbursement caps and everyday operating costs. At the same time, a group of doctors at Alina Health's Unity and Mercy hospitals are gearing up for their own labor actions next week. A Hugo woman who repeatedly threatened Republican gubernatorial candidate and Minnesota House Speaker Lisa Daymuth will avoid jail time. 43-year-old Rachel Welch was sentenced yesterday in Washington County to 3 years of supervised probation and 180 hours of community service work. Welch pleaded guilty to one felony count of making threats of violence after a series of calls to Daymuth earlier this year that included what prosecutors called veiled threats of a shooting. As part of her sentencing, Welch must complete a mental health program. She also can't have contact with Daymuth or her staff and isn't allowed to use or possess firearms. Sky-high gas and diesel prices aren't going away anytime soon, according to gas buddies Patrick DeHaan. He tells WCCO's Adam Carter that drops just can't happen overnight, even if President Trump suggests lower prices are coming after Election Day.
Nothing changes supply and demand overnight. I don't know if the president's being hopeful or political, but there's no date on my calendar. There wasn't one this all started. And the times you've had me on, it's I don't know. Because there's no magical date on the calendar that these things are going to just improve.
AAA says this morning's gas price average is $4.22 per gallon. Minnesota is one of 28 states with record high diesel prices today at $5.90. per gallon. There's a new documentary out about Minnesota Olympic champion Jessie Diggins, a film in which she shares her very personal experience with her eating disorder in the hope of helping others.
As I headed into the season, I could feel that voice that wanted me to just disappear.
The film features her life during a high-stakes World Cup season, exploring her incredible athletic success and superhuman pain tolerance on the ski course.
This voice would say, you have to be willing to suffer.
Sharing her vulnerabilities with the hope of helping others, Jill Lampert is with the EMILY program.
If somebody can see somebody like Jessie Diggins, this Olympic gold medalist, has also struggled with a mental health issue.
The film depicts her ongoing recovery from an eating disorder and her navigation of a relapse.
It's really hard, and it can be some of the hardest work that somebody does, and it is entirely worth it.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, prepare for downtown Minneapolis to be crazy this Sunday. The Twins start at 1:10, the Vikings kick off at 3:25, and Chief Keef performs at the Armory with doors opening around 6:30. And there's a new show at the Guthrie. Tim Drew, parking system manager for Minneapolis, provides a simple tip.
Leave early or stay late. Those are the best ways to avoid traffic when you're going to the events. Otherwise, also take alternate modes of transportation. Take LRT. The LRT line is back up again and running, particularly for the Vikings home opener.
Drew also says parking ramps will be jam-packed, so he suggests making reservations beforehand. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.